Welcome to the Department of Financial and Professional Regulation Licensing Assistance Center. For English, press 1.
Para español, oprima 2.
Welcome to the Department of Financial and Professional Regulation Licensing Assistance Center. For English, press 1.
Para español, oprima 2.
All calls are recorded for quality and training purposes. Please hold while we connect you to the next available representative. Thank you for continuing to hold for the next available representative. Many useful articles and frequently asked questions can be found at idfpr.illinois.gov. Please continue to hold for the next available representative. In order to expedite your call, please have your Social Security number or Federal Employer Identification Number and/or your professional license number ready. Many useful articles and frequently asked questions can be found at idfpr.illinois.gov. Please continue to hold for the next available representative. In order to expedite your call, please have your Social Security number or Federal Employer Identification Number and/or your professional license number ready.
We want to thank you for your patience while waiting in queue for one of our agents to take your call. Higher than expected call volume is driving the long wait time. We ask for your kindness when you speak to one of our dedicated agents, as they are working hard to provide the best possible experience.
Thank you for continuing to hold for the next available representative. Many useful articles and frequently asked questions can be found at idfpr.illinois.gov. Please continue to hold for the next available representative. In order to expedite your call, please have your Social Security number or Federal Employer Identification Number and/or your professional license number ready. Many useful articles and frequently asked questions can be found at idfpr.illinois.gov. Please continue to hold for the next available representative. In order to expedite your call, please have your Social Security number or Federal Employer Identification Number and/or your professional license number ready.
We want to thank you for your patience while waiting in queue for one of our agents to take your call. Higher than expected call volume is driving the long wait time. We ask for your kindness when you speak to one of our dedicated agents, as they are working hard to provide the best possible experience.
Thank you for calling IDFPR. My name is Kashia. Can I please get the license number associated with your account?
Hello. My name is Phil Rice. I'm calling from Aurora, Colorado, and I do not have a license number.
Okay. So do you have an application on file?
I do not. I'm calling to ask you to tell me a license number.
So you don't have an application on file? Are you calling in to try to get your license number?
I'm calling because I have a prescription that was issued to me by a pharmacy that's located in Mount Prospect, Illinois. And I'm trying to find out the name of the pharmacist in charge. I've spent over 5 hours trying to find out the name and the license number of the pharmacist in charge. I've got the license number of the pharmacy, which I can tell you. Believe it or not, I've read the, now mind you, I'm in Colorado. I've read the Illinois pharmacy law, and I can see where it says that they're, the name of the pharmacist in charge is required to show up on the license. And so all I need to do is find that. But when I call up the information, it doesn't come up on the internet, or at least despite my best effort, I can't find it. So if you can't find it or tell me, can you at least give me a phone number or somebody I can call that can tell me?
I can try to get you some information, but, you know, if we do get a license number, I mean, I can't tell you anything unless you can, you know, provide me information as far as if you're listed as third party on the account.
All right, so let me tell you what I know. The pharmacy name is CVS Caremark Advanced Technology Pharmacy, LLC, and the license number, and I think Illinois does it in a way that seems strange to me. There's actually two, one of which has several stars in it, but I think the one you want is 054017884. Did I go fast? I'll say it again if I need to.
No, sir, you're fine, but I would need you to provide all the information, like the last four of the FEIN number. I need the address, the person's name that's on the account.
All right, well, let's take all this one at a time. You're making it sound like what I'm asking for is somehow some kind of a secret. I'm asking
we can't give you any names, sir. You're not on anybody's accounts for me to just give out that information. So that's for verification purposes, sir. We can't just give out. That's safety.
I'd be happy to identify myself, but again, you're not going to be able to verify me because I don't show up in your records anywhere. But what I'm asking you for is public information, information that would be on the license. You're probably not a pharmacist, is that correct?
No, I'm not a pharmacist.
All right, but are you familiar with the pharmacy law? The pharmacy law says...
I won't be able to give you out any information regarding this license unless you can provide me with the name of the persons on the account, the address, the last four of the FEIN, and you can provide me with the third-party authorization saying that you're listed.
All right, so I'm not going to have any of that, but what I'm asking you for is information that's actually on the license itself, and the pharmacy law says that the license itself is required to be posted in the pharmacy in a place where everybody can see it. This is public information. They're required to post this where it's available for me to see. I could get my car and drive there and see it, but it's a kind of a long way for me to go. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So like I stated, I won't be able to give out any type of information, sir, unless you can give me this information that I'm requesting.
All right. So let me ask a different question then. Can you tell me the name of the person that is in charge of the Illinois, what is it called? The Illinois State Board of Pharmacy.
No, sir. I can go ahead and possibly get you a call back with a senior representative to get you some information, but it won't be about this account, just to let you know. So they're not going to give you any information unless you can provide verification.
All right, but I'm asking for the name of the person in charge of the Illinois State Board of Pharmacy, and you won't tell me that?
Just a moment, sir. Let me place you on a brief hold. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me. So we'll have to set up a call back with the senior representative. What is a good phone number for you, sir?
All right. So I'll tell you my phone number, but I want you to promise me that you won't hang up on me right after I tell you. Will you do that?
No, I'm not going to hang up on you.
All right. So my phone number is 970-235-0470. If you've got caller ID, it's the number I'm calling you from. And so, look, all I'm trying to do is just write a letter. And so I just want a person's name that I can write the letter to. I've got a mailing address here of 320 West Washington, 3rd floor, Springfield, Illinois, 62786. Now, I've got the name Ryan L. McCann, board chair. Usually people that are on the board, their situation is that they don't get paid. And usually, I've looked at a couple different states. I'm in Colorado, but it's usually this way in every other state that I've looked at. The people that are on the board don't get paid. They attend the meetings that are held a couple times every year. But there's usually a person that's a full-time employee of the government, gets paid a full-time salary, and that's the person that's kind of in charge and that runs things. And his title might be something like program director or executive something, and the title varies from one state to the next, but it's the guy that's in charge of everything in the pharmacy department. And so what I'm looking for is that person's name and title in the state of Illinois. Now, in every other state that I've looked at, that information is findable on the website. And I've spent a long time looking at the Illinois website trying to find that, and I've been unable to find it. And I'm thinking maybe you just know that right off the top of your head. Yes, no, it might even be your boss.
No, sir. So like I stated, what we will have to do is set up a call back with the senior representative. So I gather that information up. I go ahead and list it in what we will call our chat.
You're just going to just hang your hat on. I'm not allowed to tell you anything. I'm just going to have somebody call you back. Is okay. So,
if we don't have the information, what we do is we ask the question in a chat. What they'll do is if they don't have it off the top of their head, they will have to investigate, and then they'll tell us to go ahead and let them know that they'll receive a callback from a senior representative. Would you still like the callback, sir?
I would very much like a callback.
Okay.
Yes. Now, I think at the very beginning of the call, you did tell me your name, and I'm sorry, but you went too fast. Would you tell me again, please?
My name is Kashia.
Can you spell that, please?
K-A-S-H-E-A.
All right, and I'm going to ask you what your last name is. I'm going to guess that you won't tell me, but I'd just like to ask.
No, sir, I won't be able to tell you my last name.
Okay, thank you, Kashia. So it sounds like you're going to tell me your first name, and you're going to tell me that somebody's going to call me back. I would tell you my Social Security number, but like I said, I don't think it's going to help because I don't think you've got any kind of record on me at all. And with that in mind, it sounds like you're just simply not going to tell me anything else at all. Is that right?
Well, I can't give you any information on the pharmacist or that account because you're not listed, nor do you have the information.
You've told me that, and so I've given up on that completely. But I'm asking for the name of the
person. And I just told you, sir. I just informed you.
Not that pharmacy. You understand what you're saying.
You're asking for the board of the pharmacist.
In charge of the pharmacy department of the state of Illinois. Not that pharmacy.
I understand what you're saying. I just informed you. I understand what you're saying. So I just informed you that what we have to do is the question, if we don't know it, we ask it in chat. If the senior representative says, hey, they need a call back so we can go ahead and look that information up for them, that is exactly what I have to do. So
okay.
I would have to set up a call back with that senior representative while they locate the information for you.
All right. So if you're saying you don't know, then okay, fine. I understand. If you don't know, you don't know. You can't tell me something you don't know. And if that's the case, okay. There's no need to
all right,
be
say anything else?
Problem with it. And I'll sit tight until I get a call back. Will the call back come today, do you think?
Callbacks are scheduled up to 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. That gives me an idea of what to expect.
All right. And the calls are from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
All right.
All right. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
It sounds like there is not.
All right. Well, thank you for calling IDFPR. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.